Douglas Copeland isn't alone in the hip, ironic writer's camp. He shares much of that space with David Foster Wallace. Wallace is one of the leading figures of postmodern literature. He's hip. He's clever. He's ironic. But Wallace doesn't see himself as ironic at all. He sees himself as a realist.
I don't know very many writers who don't think of themselves as realists in terms of trying to convey the way stuff tastes and feels sort of to you. I mean, a lot of stuff that's like capital R realism just seems to me somewhat hokey because obviously realism is an illusion of realism, and the idea that small banal details are somehow more real or authentic than large or strange details always seem to me just a little bit crude. The truth of the matter is you want your art to be hip and seem cool to people. You want people to like the stuff, but a great deal of what passes for hip or cool is now highly, highly commercially driven. And some of it I think is important art. I think The Simpsons is important art. On the other hand, it's also, in my opinion, relentlessly sort of corrosive to the soul, and everything is parodied and everything is ridiculous. Maybe I'm old, but for my part, I can be steeped in about an hour of it, and then I sort of have to walk away and look at a flower or something. I think if there's something to be talked about, that thing is this weird conflict between what my girlfriend calls the inner sap, you know, the part of us that can really wholeheartedly weep at stuff, and the part of us that has to live in a world of smart, jaded, sophisticated people and wants very much to be taken seriously by those people. But it's not at all clear to me how to marry them. And I don't think it's been at all clear since about the 1950s. I just think it's where we're at.
David Foster Wallace has written numerous books, including the critically acclaimed novel Infinite Jest.